All right, 1380 WPHM, spending time this week still talking with candidates that you'll be voting on in the August primary in just a matter of days now. John Mahaney is running for the 81st District State Rep seat, currently held by Republican Gary Eisen. He ran for this seat 2 years ago and is trying again. He's on the line with us right now. John, good morning.
Good morning.
I talked with Representative Eisen last week, and he said he was surprised to face a challenge for his seat. Why did you decide to run for this seat again?
I feel in my heart that I can do a really good job at this, and I ran 2 years ago, but not being quite experienced enough, I didn't really understand how much it took, so I didn't have enough time or money at the time to really put into it, and I just believe I can do the job a little bit better than he has. I don't have any other commitments other than my current full-time job, which I'll be leaving if I'm elected, and it is my intention to put at least around 50 to 60 hours a week into the job when I'm not in Lansing in session. I want to go out and meet with local business leaders, local community leaders, sit down and talk with them and ask them, okay, what can we in Lansing do to help your business or your community or your township do better for its people?
What has it been like campaigning this time around compared to last time, given that we're in the midst of a coronavirus pandemic? What has made that different for you campaigning?
Well, the largest difference is I noticed that this time we didn't have a debate like we liked the last time. I remember there was myself, five other Republicans, and a Democrat at a debate that was put on by the city of Marysville. It's also a little more difficult. You can't really go out as easily and meet people and talk with people because they're a little bit, understandably reluctant for one-on-one contact, and you can't really go door knocking too much because people, once again, don't want strangers coming to their door to talk to them in person, and that's understandable with what's going on.
What do you think of the state's response to coronavirus, particularly Governor Whitmer?
I'm at odds with myself. I do not believe the masks work because what I'm hearing people say is that the mask is not meant to protect me from you, but you from me. Well, that seems to indicate they're saying that the mask will not allow the virus to pass through and breathing in, but won't, one way or the other. Like, you can breathe the virus in, but you won't breathe it out. I think the mask does aid to a point if you're projecting, grossness here, your spittle at someone, it might slow down how far you spread the virus. But I've listened to a lot of studies from medical organizations around the world, and it's one of them stated, I believe it was a German research project, that it is rare for a non-symptomatic person to spread the virus. And the study in New York State showed that 66% of the people in New York that contracted the virus contracted it while at home, not out and about. So I believe our best condition is the social distancing. My big problem with this is I do not care what party the governor is, but it comes a point when we cannot have any one person saying what we must do. I supported her emergency declaration, and when it was renewed by the legislature, I supported that for the next 30 days. But I believe, being a democratic republic, we must go through the legislature. And a governor cannot choose to just, I'm not going to go to the legislature because they won't do what I want. And that's the only thing I disagree with. She needs to go to the legislature and say, okay, I need you to approve my emergency powers. And I have to, no more than 90 days without legislature approval. But at the same time, the legislature themselves, and I'm very disappointed in the Republican-controlled legislature, that they have not really tried to do anything.
They have filed a lawsuit, and we're still awaiting the outcome of that lawsuit. But they have filed a lawsuit, though, trying to seek some clarity, I think.
Well, I understand that. I mean, I'm saying as far as legislature, they could have overrode, passed legislature to remove or change the powers. But what they're saying is, okay, we haven't got to override a gubernatorial veto, so we're not going to try. I believe the average person would rather them try, and if they can't override the veto, that's fine. But at least we know they're doing something. But like I said, most importantly, I believe, is the fact that we must go through the legislature with this. I mean, I'm a strong supporter of President Trump, but I really have at odds with the excessive use of the executive order by him and by President Obama, because I believe we, as I said, we are a, you know, government run by a Democratic Republic, therefore a legislature needs to be involved.
The impact of this on the economy is obviously devastating in Michigan and across the country. What does the legislature need to do in the coming year to try and survive this?
Well, I believe we're going to have to, unfortunately, take a very close look at our budget, and we're going to have to make some cuts wherever is possible. And it might be necessary to even cut, you know, the salary of the legislature even across the board a little bit. I know there are a lot of programs out there that are not as vital as others. We need to basically make sure that we do not make cuts to necessary programs. But, you know, just like when if you work as a working class person, if you work a lot of overtime and you're making really good money and you're doing really well, and then the overtime goes away or there's pay cuts at work, you know that you've got to tighten your belt and reduce your budget. And the state, unfortunately, because of the situation with the revenue being way lower than it was, we are going to have to make certain that we're going to have to find ways to offset the less revenue by making cuts in the budget.
What other priorities will you have in Lansing besides dealing with the fallout of coronavirus? What would your priorities be?
Well, infrastructure is one. And I think all of us can recall that over the years, I mean, I'm 53, well, I'll be 53 in September here. And we know that we've approved and legislated passed many tax increases on our gas tax and other taxes to pay for roads. I want to take a look at this and find out where this money has gone. Because I feel it's not being spent properly. We need to go back to the budget and find all the money that's been promised to roads when the taxes were passed and make sure that whatever revenue is being brought in from those taxes from this day forward go to roads. I don't know if you recall Proposal 1 or not, but at the time, I didn't want to pay more in taxes, but it was a vote of the people. And I was on the verge of voting yes until I read one mailing I received, and it was one that was actually a pro-Proposal 1. And it stated how that the money was going to go into the general fund. And I'm like, nope, I voted no on it because I think, like a lot of people, we don't trust them. They misspent money for a long time, not necessarily the ones that are now because this was years ago before they were in there. But I believe we need, you know, to make sure we get money that's being brought in that's going into a separate fund for roads and infrastructure only. And I believe we can earmark that money that can't be spent otherwise. And also on roads, I learned this when I was running before, that it has been numerous years since Michigan has updated the list of approved materials to be used to make roads. Now, if you're using outdated materials to make your roads, they're not going to last as long as they will in other states. So we need to take a real hard look at not just how we're funding paying for the roads, but how we're selecting companies to the roads, and are we tying their hands by telling them, okay, you can only use this list of materials.
Mm-hmm. So roads are a big priority for you.
Oh, yes. I drive a trash truck. I've been in the trash business for 21 years and working at Marcotte Disposal, not immediately a plug there, for 15 years. And I drive on the roads all the time. And driving a big truck, believe me, you notice a lot more of the bumps than you do in a car.
Sure.
When I drive my car around, I notice some of them.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, when you're getting bounced around and jostled around in a big truck, it's something you notice
right.
That's really bad.
So in the primary election in the 81st district, why should voters vote for John Mahaney for state rep?
Well, the biggest thing is you're going to get a full-time representative for a full-time salary. We've been arguing for probably maybe even decades that we have so many representatives in Lansing that only work part-time or just a full-time salary. If you elect me, I will be there for you. I will meet with you. I'll spend a lot of time. We say 50 to 60 hours a week I plan on spending on this. You will receive a full-time representative for what is a full-time salary.
All right, there you go. Hey, we appreciate your time today. Thanks so much for joining us, John, and good luck in the primary.
Thank you for allowing me to have this opportunity.
All right, take care.
Have so a good long. Night. Good day.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, John Mahaney, candidate, Republican candidate, versus Gary Eisen in the 81st District State Representative race.